You're listening to SBS News.
All states and territories other than New South Wales and Victoria have restricted interstate travel in a bid to prevent outbreaks of COVID-19. However, as Australia enters the recovery phase of the pandemic, state leaders are facing pressure to reopen their borders for tourism. As well as the loss of visitors, families split across state borders say the restrictions have given rise to additional challenges for parents who share custody of their children. Victorian father Reuben Hopkins told SBS News his 9-year-old son had been unable to visit his mother in Tasmania, which boasts some of the strictest travel restrictions since the borders were closed to non-residents on the 20th of March. Normally, Mr. Hopkins' work as an audio engineer would have seen him travel to Tasmania several times a year with his son, but not anymore.
Yeah, with the virus situation, my work contract for May obviously fell through. So he's missed out on that trip to see his mum, and we're not 100% sure how we're going to work it at the moment.
Tasmania requires all interstate travellers other than essential workers to quarantine for 14 days on arrival. Premier Peter Goodwin said on Monday that there was no date set for removing border controls, saying it would be sometime later this year, dependent on the rest of the country. While Mr. Hopkins' son would probably be able to quarantine at home with his mother for 2 weeks, getting him that far appears to be a bigger issue.
If he was to get to Tasmania, he would be able to go to her house and do the 2 weeks of self-isolation in her house because that's his primary Tasmanian residence. Mm. But we've got to get him there. And the only airline flying into Tassie is Jetstar. They don't allow unaccompanied minors, which means I'd have to fly down there with him. Mm. And then fly back to Melbourne, and I haven't been able to get a straight answer from the Tasmanian government about whether I'd actually be able to do that, without me either having, go into the quarantine.
The restrictions have also wreaked havoc with legally binding co-parenting orders, with the Family Court and the Federal Circuit Court of Australia reporting significant spikes in urgent applications. Between the 15th of March and the 15th of May, the Federal Circuit Court, which handles more than 90% of parenting cases, saw a 64% increase in urgent applications. In the Family Court, which handles a smaller number of complex cases, the number has more than doubled. Family Court Chief Justice William Ulstergren said the surge was quite alarming, with the cause of the applications things they had never seen before in family law cases.
The difficulties people had before the pandemic, arrangements in place, and there was obviously a lot of tension, a lot of emotion, but they had arrangements in place to make sure they kept their child safe and that there was orders in place which were in the best interest of the child. What happened though was all of a sudden, say borders closed and so one parent couldn't go and deliver the child to the other parent, or there may have been issues in relation to one parent being exposed or more exposed to the COVID-19 virus.
In order to meet the demand, the courts introduced designated COVID-19 registrars on the 29th of April to handle pandemic-related urgent requests within 72 hours. Chief Justice Ulstergren says it was uncharted territory for them.
We were finding that even travelling within a state, not necessarily across a border, was questionable. And so we had to make sure that people had copies of orders that required them to actually deliver children from one place to another. When it came to cross-border situations, particularly, for instance, Tasmania and Western Australia, we actually sought out the individual attorneys general from each of the states to make sure that, well, asked them for a unified approach, or at least made sure we knew exactly what was required.
The courts have also urged parents to be reasonable and act in the best interests of the child during such an unprecedented time. Federal Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly said on Monday the National Health Committee had never recommended state border closures within Australia. But as far as Reuben Hopkins' little boy is concerned, he's just missing his mum.
You know, nearly every day he's actually saying, I really miss mum, when do I get to visit mum? And that's unusual for him. He kind of doesn't usually fret about that.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.